Hebrews 3, verses 12 and 13. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it's called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me here today on Exhortations, brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Today we continue looking at God's men. We're in lesson 4 today, looking at the conversation of men. Conversation can refer to not just our speech, but also our manner of life. All at one time had their conversation like that of the world. Ephesians 2 and verse 3 says, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and whereby by nature children of wrath, just as the others. So we can remember that if we are Christians, that there was a time which we were not, and had the language and conversation of a person who was not a follower of Christ. Now, however, we are to have a good conversation. Philippians 1 and verse 27 says, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. And you notice there in verse 27, our conduct is to be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And that conduct would obviously include also our conversation. A good conversation of men is a conversation that will also reach out and possibly even affect those around us. A good conversation has the ability to save souls. We find in Matthew 5 and verse 16, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Let us remember this and consider these things as we think about our own conversation. Thank you for listening.